of the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason for that is the first day of Advent. And we've got a little surprise service today. It's a little bit interactive. And we've also got a special prize. Well, not a prize. It's kind of a thank you and something for the children to take away after the service today. So we invite you to be part of this. You're welcome to take part as we go through this in various ways. After the service, of course, is a morning tea. You're welcome to stay for it. Do not rush away or feel you have to. So right now, we're underway with Advent in 2 minutes. Christmas, and so often we have Christmas and we have holidays, and it's very, very hard to keep up. It's a busy time of the year for everyone. So this is an opportunity to slow down in spite of the speed of that little clip that we had there. So we have some readers, two readers, and that's Margaret and Ben, and we also have Mary, who's going to light the first Advent candle for us. So if our readers could start reading, please. Reader number one.
The things we get for Christmas will not last as long as the things we get from Christmas. We will finish our Christmas treats, get bored with our Christmas toys, and grow out of our Christmas clothes. But the things we get from Christ this Christmas and always, hope, peace, joy, and love, will go with us all our
lives. Why do we light the Advent candles?
The first Advent candle is the candle of the prophets. It stands for hope.
Jesus is our hope. He died on the cross to save us and gives us everlasting life. The light of hope shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out.
We light this candle for hope.
Thank you, Mary. By the way, as you admire this beautiful wreath, Merle put that together for us. So thank you, Merle. Appreciate it. Judy, do you have a reading there, please?
Before time itself was measured, the voice was speaking. The voice was and is God. This celestial word remained ever present with the Creator. His speech shaped the entire cosmos. Immersed in the practice of creating, all things that exist were birthed in him. His breath filled all things with living and breathing light, a light that thrives in the depths of darkness, blazes through murky bottoms. It cannot and will not be quenched. The true light that shines upon the heart of everyone was coming into the cosmos.
Jesus, as the light, does not call out from a distant place, but draws near by coming into our world. So there's a special song that's been written, and I think you'll know the tune of it. It's our Advent song. It's called The Candle Is Burning. And we can stand to sing this one.
Oh,
each of the four Sundays of Advent, we're going to add a verse to that song. So by the end, we'll have the whole song that's been prepared for this year. And now Mike is going to come and lead us in two songs that we should know about and remember, I'm sure. Thank you, Mike.
As we look around creation, we witness light. Jesus is that light. He shines on the snow-capped mountains. And let us sing, "Shine, Jesus, shine."
Oh,
Hockenberry high tops that I've been part of quite a number of years. We're winding up on the 18th of December. And over the years, Winston Humphreys, our musical director, has put together Christmas messages that we've sung at four different churches. And I just want to share a word that we'll be singing on the 18th of our final sing out of Evening Dark Church, one that Winston is very close to her heart. And the words in this one song, "Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I've got that joy, joy, joy in my soul." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for that joy, that eternal joy. Just be with us all.
Thank you, Mike. We're going to take opportunity now to give our offerings to the Lord's work in this place. And if you haven't come prepared, that's quite okay. Just let the band pass you by. God, we thank you again today for the strength that you give us to strength of our bodies, strength of our minds, to be able to earn money. And we thank you, Lord, that as we give money back to you, it's an expression of our hearts that want to give you first place in our lives. So we do that. We bring our money and our lives and our hearts to you and give them to you again afresh on this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Any birthdays this past week? Yes, Bob. Did you have a birthday this week?
Yeah, today.
Really?
Yeah.
And your 50s?
86.
86. We're celebrating. You have something new.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy to sing our celebration song. We've got that.
Then why
don't you pass all the settings? Wonderful. We'll do that. We'll recognize that after we do the birthday. Just a little quick one. Days ago, Merle has her 80th and Bob has the 86th. Well done. What is it in the water around here that everybody seems to be doing extremely well into their 80s and 90s and beyond?
Excellent.
I'm impressed. That's pretty good.
It must be a time of real water.
Yes. Probably what it is. And did I hear Ben? Are you going to be bragging and celebrating today? Tell us about it.
Oh, I ended up passing all my exams, and hopefully I'll get the result whether I get into pharmacy in a month's time.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, Jim. Good job.
Are you Kay's
finished pro
degree too?
Oh, tell us about it. I know how you feel. Yes, well done. Congratulations.
Yeah. And what about Leanne?
Yeah.
And Laura's finished 2 years, so I don't know if I passed it or not.
What did you do?
We're going to say yes, you passed.
Yeah.
Good.
Excellent. And Jenna got past her European as well. And I got my B certificate. So all three of us
Now, I like to keep reminding us that we are, and God is creator, and he's given us all of these amazing gifts and skills and abilities. And we Kiwis sometimes have this desire to downplay all that God has given us, when we should be upplaying that, because we are giving glory to him when we use what he's given us. You agree with that? If not, change your theology, please. Please. So,
I think we have some visitors too, Doug. Margaret, do you want to introduce your visitors?
Oh, yes. This is Gordon and Anne from Scotland. Camille, is it Camille?
Camille.
Welcome all the way from Scotland. I hear it's you live fairly close to Arbroath.
Abroad, yes, that's great.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotta get the Scottish bit okay? Not too bad.
Give me a lesson later on.
I didn't care what you're taking.
The Baronach, the next is this.
Okay, we'll get this. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
This is Fran. We used to play together in Dunedin for 2 years.
Not that we want to point anybody out here and make them feel awkward. Just as well, we're amongst family and friends. That's excellent. Big welcome to you all. What we're going to do now is something a little different. I want to share with you, by way of a video, the Advent story, number one. And each week of Advent, right through to Christmas Day, we're going to be building on this story, so hope you enjoy this.
The Old Testament is full of stories. Fascinating, true stories that capture the imagination. Brutal stories of war, revenge, and violence. Tragic stories of betrayal. And endless stories of God's power, his love, and his faithfulness. And every story points to a promise. A Savior is coming. Things will be put right. Don't give up. God gave Isaiah a glimpse of what to wait for. A people walking in darkness see a great light. The war is over. The victory celebration begins. How? A child is born. A son is given. A leader will finally bring peace and justice forever. And so, the waiting began.
You know, we live in a world that is not very hopeful about anything. And people all around us are living without any hope of even tomorrow. So what we're going to do now is we're going to pray for some people. And we're going to do it in a very different way. And you're welcome to actually pray right out loud as we offer prayers to God. I want to give you a little picture. If you throw a rock right into the middle of a pond, what happens? Apart from the splash. Who can tell me what you see?
Ripples.
You see ripples on the pond, don't you? Going out from the rock. It starts in close. Then it goes out a little bit further and a little bit further still, and then right out toward the edge of the pond. And so we're going to pray like that. The first little ripple very close to where we toss that rock is about people who are close to us, about ourselves, our family, very close to us. And then we're going to pray a little bit wider, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But first of all, are there any things that you would like us to pray for you personally, even though we're in company here, and we will pray for those things. Anybody? Young person, older person, middle older person.
A crook knee.
We'll be praying for a crook knee. Thank you for sharing that. Anything else?
I'd like you to pray for our family and also my father, who's suffering a series of little strokes.
Yes.
And is in hospital again.
Yes. So we pray for those things right now, and you can feel free to pray out loud as well. I'll just give a brief little time for you to do that. And if you'd like to pray out loud, jump right on in, otherwise you'll be nervous.
Father, we pray for Caroline's knee. Pray for healing.
Yes. And God, we also pray for Steve's dad. He's gone through some trouble, strokes and things that are happening for him right at the moment. Lord, we thank you that in the midst of troubled times when healing is needed and necessary, you shine through because Jesus has come. And so we pray for healing and your touch upon Steve's dad at the moment, and for Caroline. For her knee, we pray for healing in Jesus' name. Amen. And so the next little ripple, we go out a little bit further and we pray for those in our family, extended family out there, just as we have for Steve's dad. Anyone else? Anything else? A little bit further out? No?
Let's pray.
John.
Yes.
Part of our extended family, absolutely. Can you tell us how John is doing at the moment? He's out on the farm still, is he?
Yes, he had his 40th birthday yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yes,
pretty cool.
So there's a bit of a gathering today, so
yeah.
I haven't seen him for a while.
Right.
Mm.
He's out
there.
Chris?
My auntie and my cousins, their house got destroyed by the earthquake.
Wow. They destroyed because of damage.
Wow.
They had to sleep in the tent.
Oh, tent. You know, I think it would be good if one or two of us, I just pray for Chris's auntie in that way, and for others who are in that Northern Canterbury area at the moment, because they really need our prayers, don't they? And they need also practical help as well. But, so what shall we do there right now? Pray.
Dear Lord, we do pray for Chris's auntie and family, that they will feel your presence with them.
Mm.
And that wonderful things are going to happen to them to replace what you've lost. May your spirit be upon them.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. Thank you also, dear Lord, for the healing that you give to the members of our church family.
Mm.
And thank you for Mary so much, dear, for what you're doing in your life.
Lord, we continue to ask for all those people who have been affected by earthquakes and Northern Canterbury today. We ask, Lord, that there would be hope for them in their circumstances. And Lord, that they would find comfort in all kinds of practical ways, as well as emotional ways today. So bless them, we pray. And we also ask for John Hall. We pray for your comfort and your peace and your healing for him and his family. And in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Well, thank you for sharing with me in that little prayer time. Just for a few moments, I wanted to talk with you. Are you ready for this countdown? 28 sleeps until Claus comes. Is that right? 28 sleeps until Claus comes. I don't know if you know Claus. It's called Santa Claus. Some of you believe in Santa Claus, some of you are not sure. Is that right? Anyway, I'm sure you're going to get some presents. You're going to get some gifts. Have a Christmas tree up yet? Who has a Christmas tree? It's official. You're allowed to have a Christmas tree. They've had Christmas trees in the stores for about 2 months now. So, you know, it's official. Well done, Kay. We're with you. Christmas tree. Are you expecting something under the Christmas tree? Claus can't come down the chimney these days, they're too narrow. So, go come in some other way. I tell you what, we're expecting something at this time of year, 28 sleeps, and it's not Claus. It's a greater gift than that. It's when we remember that Jesus came to the earth. Do you remember that? But you're going to hear about Christmas all the time, aren't you? 28 days, 27 days, 22 shopping days for Christmas. Rush now, get that gift. All those kind of things are pressuring in upon us. There's plenty of signs that you see around you that Christmas is coming. Can you think of some of the signs that you see that Christmas is coming? Anybody tell me some signs?
Panic.
Cookies.
Cookies. Anything else?
Cherries in the supermarket.
Cherries in the supermarket.
Yes.
Yay. Right.
Christmas trees getting sold.
Christmas trees when?
Sold. Getting sold.
It is? Okay. Anything else?
Christmas carols.
Christmas carols? Music when you go into the stores?
Singing.
Singing. Anything else? All kinds of signs of Christmas.
Expensive lights up in the car.
Expensive lights up in the car. Yes. We won't bring politics into Christmas.
Lay-by for Christmas.
Lay-by for Christmas. Or live now, pay later. Do not max out credit cards. Sure. There are signs. And you know, the first Christmas, when Jesus came into the world, they didn't have such signs that we see around. They didn't have those kind of signs, like coming soon, a Savior will be born in a stable near you. You don't see those kind. They didn't see any signs like that. They had to talk about things that were coming, but they did have something that was a sign and told them about this. And this was the ancient scriptures. And we're going to have a reading from Isaiah chapter 9 right now.
Hope of all hopes, dream of our dreams. A child is born, sweet breathed, a son is given to us, a living gift. And even now, with tiny features and dowdy belly hair, he is great. The power of his leadership and the weight of authority will rest on his shoulders. His name we know in many, many ways. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Dear Father, Everlasting, Ever-Present, Never Failing, Master of Wholeness, Prince of Peace.
Thank you. We know him as Jesus, and that was a sign that he was coming into the world. Hundreds of years before Jesus came into the world, that was given in the scripture. But we also remember at this time that Jesus is going to come again. Now that is a different story. He came once, but he's going to come again. Yes.
I think Jesus is Santa Claus.
You think Jesus is Santa Claus?
Yeah.
I think we might have to revise your theology.
Yeah.
But a good guess, though. No, Jesus is not Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a story, a person in history that we think about. But Jesus is the one who comes, and what Christmas is really all about. Santa Claus reminds us that giving gifts is a wonderful thing to do. But Jesus is the gift. That's what Christmas is really all about. So today we light the candle of hope because a lot of people were waiting and expecting that Jesus was going to come into the world, and they were full of hope that that would happen. And today we live full of hope, expecting that Jesus is going to come again to the world. Now that is a very different story. And well, to be expecting that, what are we looking for? What, are we getting ready for that? Are we prepared for that? That's a different kind of Christmas. And when he comes back, do you know who he's coming back for? All those that have given their lives to Jesus. I'm looking forward to that day. Wow. It's going to be a wonderful day. This really is. The promise is that he is coming back. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be lighting these candles. This is the candle of hope. This is the candle of peace. This is the candle of joy. And this is the candle of love. And they all speak to us expectantly of Jesus coming back. So would you pray with me? I'm going to have a short prayer, and then we're going to sing our closing song for today. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for hope, that we are expectant that Jesus is coming back. We have a hope that he's coming back for us, and we bless you for that in his wonderful name. Amen. So, Christmas Day, by the way, next Sunday is the second Sunday of Advent, and we'll be at the Waikaka Church, and you're welcome to be there as well. All the scouts and cubs and people from other churches are going to be there. It's going to be a great service. We'll call it a party, shall we? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really good time together. And you're welcome to come to that. We're going to light the candle, second candle, and the countdown to Christmas, Advent. We'll remember Jesus coming back. So here's a song that we're going to sing as our closing song. I invite you to stand for that. Of Jesus' return Amen. Please now go and enjoy some warm tea together.